It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 9th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $70,797. ETH is up slightly at $3,632. Binance Coin is down slightly at $595. Binance CEO Richard Teng revealed that the exchange is in talks with several jurisdictions to select its headquarters. Teng emphasized the complexity behind this decision, citing factors like regulatory suitability and taxation agreements. The absence of a headquarters has been a longstanding issue for Binance. However, Teng indicated that a decision is forthcoming. He highlighted Binance's efforts to collaborate with regulators globally, acknowledging the challenge posed by inconsistent crypto regulations. Well, the Tonkin ecosystem is launching a new initiative offering over $5 million worth of Toncoin incentives for palm scanning proof of personhood, challenging WorldCoin's eyeball scanning identity verification. Ton Society and Human Code are teaming up for this program, aiming to provide digital identity for 500 million Telegram users within 5 years. The palm scanning, accessible via smartphones, verifies human identity on the blockchain while preserving anonymity. Well, HashKey Group from Hong Kong unveiled its Ethereum Layer 2 network called HashKey Chain at the 2024 Hong Kong Web3 Festival. The network will use zero-knowledge proof tech for efficiency and plans to incentivize contributors with its native token HSK. Testnet launch is expected in 6 months, followed by the mainnet launch in a year. Well, Bitcoin scaling network Mezo has secured $21 million in funding led by Pantera Capital. Mezo, described as a Bitcoin economic layer, aims to bring 25% of the global economy onto the blockchain, focusing on users' economic needs from groceries to tuition. The network utilizes consensus mechanism where users lock BTC and Mezo tokens to secure the network and earn rewards. Mezo has already attracted over $26 million in total value locked through Bitcoin deposits and offers incentives for users to invite friends. And finally, Lumos, previously known as Opside, has secured $6 million in a pre-Series A funding round, valuing the project at $120 million. Investors include OKX Ventures, HashKey Capital, KuCoin Ventures, and others. Lumos, founded in March 2022, offers a ZK rollup as a service platform, aiding developers in launching application-specific ZK rollups with ease. The project rebranded in October. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.